we live in a situation where our planet is just being blasted constantly by incredible amounts of radiation from the sun, and just being on the opposite side of the Earth, away from the sun, gives us that calmer environment so that we're able to pick up these subtle electromagnetic fields in the very same way or similar to how we can pick up, you know, radio stations hundreds or thousands of miles away at night, because they bounce off the ionosphere at a different angle and they are more prominent, they're stronger, and obviously everything that we deal with in the paranormal seems to have some kind of an electromagnetic connection, and that's why I focus a lot on that and ghosts, but that trickles down, if you will, from ghosts to UFOs to cryptids to psychic activity.
Tell me how you broke down all the different categories here.
Well, if we start with ghosts, one thing that is especially interesting to me is that everything that we are able to identify in reality has an electromagnetic field. We possess one. If there is such a thing as a Bigfoot or a chupacabra, that creature surely possesses one. We know these UFOs possess one. This is the most basic thing to understand about how to document what is happening. And so I think that, you know, there are a number of very simple ways you can document these magnetic and electromagnetic anomalies without having to go and purchase a meter somewhere. And I'm not trying to deter people from doing that, but, you know, a compass is so important to all of this, because a compass is such a simple device that is sensitive to magnetic and electromagnetic fields. And in the manual, I tell people, you know, even if you don't have a compass, here's how easy it is to make one at the spur of the moment. You know, get yourself a paper clip, get a pen. If you have a magnet on your refrigerator, you know, take that magnet and stroke that pen about 100 times in the same direction, the end of the pen. Put it on a little piece of paper, float it on top of water in a bowl, give it about 2 minutes to settle, and suddenly you have a very reliable magnet that is, or a reliable compass that is magnetized. Yeah. If you don't have a magnet, you can do the same thing by just stroking it with some type of fluffy material or wool, some kind of cloth. It's not quite as effective, so you have to recharge it more, but you can create a compass right there at the last minute. You can detect electromagnetic fields on a bit more advanced level. If you have a coil of wire, and most of us nowadays have some piece of junk lying around, if it's an old printer or it's an old radio, you know, you can find a coil of wire. You take that and you hook it up to a light bulb, and suddenly you have a homemade electromagnetic field meter, because if any field moves past that coil, that light bulb is going to illuminate. You can use an LED in the same way, and you can even test it by taking something like a magnet and waving it by that coil.
All right, so if a ghost went by it, it would light up? It would work?
In many cases, when a ghost is seen, there is an electromagnetic anomaly, and it definitely would produce enough of a field, because these are strong fields, to make that line up. But let's say even that's too technical for you. You can take a balloon. You know, let's say that, you know, your kids had a birthday and you've got some balloons left over. Take a balloon, blow it up, rub it on your head, stick it on the wall.
Get that static, right?
Yes. And once that is stuck to the wall, you can watch that balloon. It should pretty much remain in the same area or drop to the floor gradually as the charge is leaking.
Diminishes,
if
yeah.
That thing, if that balloon starts moving around the room in weird patterns, it's being affected by an electrostatic field, and I explain exactly what that means. You can take birthday streamers and hang about 10 of them from the ceiling, and if some field moves through, you will see them actually affect those streamers, and you'll be able to see the pathway. You can take flour, you know, baking flour, sprinkle it around on a plastic garbage bag and see the trail it leaves when a field moves through there. If you have an old fluorescent light bulb, even if it's dead, you can walk around an area with that light bulb, and if something affects the light bulb, if some field comes through, it'll light up right there in your hand without any wires attached. It goes on and on, all these very simple ways, so you can kind of pick what's most comfortable for you. And you can make, on the other hand, a voltmeter by taking something like a coil of wire and just wrapping it around the compass that you have. And when you hook it to something, for example, a lot of haunted houses have a staircase, I've noticed, that have a field of electricity moving through them. When you hook it to the staircase, that compass will start moving in weird directions because of the energy flowing from that staircase. It's extremely simple, and yet it's so effective because this type of technology at that level shows you that what you have is a very basic type of energy that allows somebody like me to then say, okay, if you're having this experience and you're picking up this, now we can move in a certain direction to understand what's happening. So when it comes to ghosts, you know, that kind of thing, you know, building your own thermometer, if you have a thermometer, that's great. If not, you know, I can tell you how to build a thermometer. I mentioned before on the show one time, you know, if you have some kind of creepy noise in your house and you want to get EVP done and you don't have an audio recorder, use a telephone and call a voicemail and talk out loud to whatever you think might be there and hold that phone up. And then later listen to the voicemail message and see if something comes through. These are spontaneous things that can be done spur of the moment.
These indicators will tell us that ghosts are out there, that they exist. What will they show?
Well, they will show you specifically how it is manifesting, because the important thing to realize is that humans are actually antennas. And, you know, an antenna is something that is passively picking up information. But when you energize that antenna, you get an amplified signal. In fact, there's a picture there, Coast to Coast AM, of the Manpacitor, which is one of the things we've experimented with, a prototype in our museum, in our laboratory. We're taking people. And in fact, in that picture is a researcher, Vance Pollack, and we put them within a large capacitor, and we charge their body with electricity, and then test how sensitive they are to paranormal phenomena while this is occurring and after it's occurring. And we do that because time and time again, it has been shown that when a ghost is produced, the energy of the moment is so intense, is so amplified, that creates some kind of an imprint on the environment, or at least allows that spiritual element more leeway to come back. So the opposite should work, that if you pump more energy into a living person, that living person becomes more sensitive. And I've mentioned to you, you know, I've got this new museum in Asheville. It's free. This year at least, and it's in the old jail and gallows building, and we've had a lot of people die there, but at least one Buncombe County sheriff committed suicide in there. And we've been doing experiments, taking people, charging their bodies up with electricity, and then having them walk through and see what they can detect, and not talking to the people collectively about what they are expected to experience, not implanting a suggestion. Time and time again, those who have no way of knowing are able to tell where the haunted places are.